Is keep the ordinary your guide to travel the world before your 30s.
Hello everyone, I'm Dora Mezu from the Első Pesti Egyetemi Radio, first university radio of the city of Pest. You are listening to Escape the Ordinary's Latvian edition. Right now I'm sitting in my dorms in Latvia talking to you because, as you might guessed it, I decided to go on a long-term project. Just to quickly fresh it up for those who are joining to the podcast at this point, European Solidarity Corps offers volunteering opportunities mainly around Europe, where you can participate in either short-term projects, max 2 months, or on a long-term project, which can be maximum 1 year. It's important that you can go to multiple short-term projects, but only one long-term project, so you have to choose wisely. So in this episode, you will get to know 10 different long-term projects in Latvia, what is it like to be a long-term volunteer, from my experience, which places are the best to work at if you choose Latvia. And also, as we focused a lot before in this podcast on my Turkish short-term experiences, I will let you know the main differences between these two kinds of projects. So what you should know about Latvia, that it's a small country. If I remember well, its population is even less than 2 million in the whole country. So you can imagine, and I even live in a small city, so you might ask, what do I do here? Well, my job is to create videos for my organization, Vidus Daugavas MVO Centrus. I live in Jekabpils, but Jekabpils is only just the place, mainly where we are placed at, because my project is about going into different cities all around Latvia, and my travel expenses are covered in it, to meet with other organizations, meet with other volunteers, create vlogs with them, videos, and to talk about what the volunteers are doing in these European solidarity projects, because mainly we are promoting ESC in the videos, and also we talk about like how well the locals implemented in this project, if, you know, they are really participate or not, what else can we do. And mainly we talk a lot about what is solidarity, because solidarity is such a vague concept and everyone has a different meaning for it. So this is the three main topic we are covering in our videos. And because of that, I can present to you not only my project, but 9 other organizations that you can choose from if you want to go to a long-term project in Latvia. Now you might ask, how do I get in contact with these organizations? Because, like, we are not in the same cities, we are volunteers from all around the world, how do I know them? One of the way we get in contact with these volunteers was on our on-arrival training, because if you are going to a long-term project, it's obligatory to participate in the on-arrival, midterm, and I'm not sure about it, but maybe ending training too. I'm sure about the on-arrival and the midterm. So for example, in my case, all of us were invited to Siguta, a very pretty Latvian city. And there were like 20 volunteers, myself included. And on the on-arrival training, you will get to know everything about your rights as a volunteer, what they expect from you as a volunteer, what you should expect from your organization, from your mentor, from your standing organization, from even the national agency, because it's good if you know what the national agency do and how can it help you. And it's like very interactive, intensive training where you bond a lot, learn about the culture of the country also. And in my case, it was also very good because I got in contact with others and I could use to build up my network for later for my videos. Another good thing about the on-arrival training was that literally, like, I think I was only in the country for like 3 days when we had to go there. So in that 1 week, while we were also learning a lot and meeting with other volunteers, I had a bit of time to bond with my coworker, because in my project there are 2 volunteers. One is myself, one is Spanish volunteer Javi. So it was good to get to know each other, talk a bit about our work attitude. On the training, they did like methods where they forced us to talk about what might can be problems later in the project and how we will be able to solve them. So it was good to think ahead a bit, get to know each other and get to know each other's background, because for example in my project it's very important to know who is good in what, like if he's better in technical parts or organizational part, or who will do more the sound editing, who will do the main editing, that kind of stuff. So this on-arrival training is also good for that kind of bonding situation, not only in between other volunteers, which is important in a small country like this, but inside your own project too. So as I said, I work with a Spanish volunteer, and mainly in my project we had some money to to cover some of the technical expenses that we need, but because both of us came with prepared with our own gear, Javi brought his own camera, I had my tripod, our coordinator could give us a gimbal, so we really didn't need it to use that money. I'm just saying this because if you are going to this kind of project, you might have these extra expenses, but you don't have to worry about that because usually it's covered by the project. So how our daily lives looked like? Well, basically, we had an office in Jakapiec, but it wasn't like that I have to go in every day to the office for X hours a day. No, I just went in when I felt like it, not to work at home, because my project is very different from, I think, a typical normal long-term volunteer's experience. I had, in a way, a bigger freedom of moving in my working hours, because as video making is partly shooting, partly editing, partly organizing, it always needs different time schedule. Sometimes, for example, we worked longer a day than a normal volunteer do, but because of that, another day when it was just organizing, we worked less. So because of that, as I said, we had an office, but I only went in if I wanted to go in. So mostly before a shooting, I was the one who get in touch with the organizations, I talked with the volunteers, I talked with the organization's coordinator about the shooting, if needed, because sometimes volunteers work with youth. We ask permissions to be able to shoot videos about them. I get to know when they work where and did my timetables for us when we shoot with who and what, also in which city and for how long, because sometimes we only stay for 3 days, sometimes we stayed for a week. There was one time when we went to, for example, the capital Riga for 2 weeks, but at that period we had to shoot 4 videos, so we really had to organize it when we do what. Our videos were mostly in TV reportage style because that's what our MVO wanted us to do, so we mainly did interviews, followed the subjects around and did videos about them working, interacting with the community. And in the end, obviously, we just sit down to the editing room, which is our 2 laptops, and edited the whole thing. When we finished the video, we gave it to our mentor, who helped us translating the videos to Latvian, because the videos are in English, but we wanted to subtitle everything in Latvian, because in Latvian, most of the people don't really speak English, unless you are in the capital, of course, they speak there more. So it was a main issue for a coordinator to make the videos in a way that even Latvians can understand, so they can participate in the volunteers' events. But what are these events? What are these other volunteers do all around Latvia? Because even if you don't want to come to Latvia, or even if you listen to this episode and decide that, okay, these projects are not for me, maybe you can learn for one social cause probably what kind of job can you expect even in other countries. Of course, it can be different, but it can give you an idea. So we have 4 main social causes where people are volunteering here in Latvia. Of course, there is a possibility that there will be more later. One is helping seniors and people with disabilities. There is a lot of organization who works with kids and youth. There's organization who works with refugees because of the war now between Ukraine and Russia. And also there are organizations which support LGBTQ plus community in Latvia. So the first organization I want to talk about a bit is European Association World Our Home. It's an organization in Rezekne, and they have multiple centers where they work at, and one of it's, for example, where they are together with people with disabilities, and they had activities to them, and basically they are just together with them, being part of their daily life, helping them. And the other part of their job is to work with seniors, some of them teaching fitness classes, aerobic classes to local seniors, some of them teaching language classes, and they also do some promotion of Erasmus and European Solidarity Corps in their city, but their main job is, as I said, heading these activities. If you would like to work with youth, well, Latvia is your place. There are so many youth organizations in Latvia. I couldn't imagine that there would be so much. Because, you know, when we try to find subjects for our videos, we try to cover as much social cause as we can. And we found this phenomena that there are so many youth organizations. They are all a bit different. but they work for the same social cause, so it was a bit hard for us actually in my organization to create a wide variety of video about different causes. That's why I will give you a comparison of some of the big youth organizations I get to know during my stay here. I will compare to these 6 organizations. If you decide to go to Jekabpils in my hometown, there is a youth center too. But the problem will be that a lot of Latvians don't really speak good English, especially in Jekabpils. Here in Jekabpils, we are a small city. It will be hard to find anyone who speaks in English. Like, to be honest, mainly in Latvian, anywhere I go, they want me to speak either in Latvian or Russian, but English, not so much. That's why if you are in Jekabpils, you will have a bit of hard time, because every youth organization I will talk about in this comparison, the volunteer's main job is only to create events, have some presentations, some team building activities, and that kind of stuff for youth, for the local youth. And if you don't speak the language, not a lot of locals will participate, and unfortunately, probably there will be only like 3-4, if you are lucky, like 8 people who shows up for an event. So it won't be the biggest crowd, but because of this, in Jekabpils you will have a very big like freedom of what kind of events you can do. Like, you can think of anything and organize it. And for example, my friend Louise, who works at the youth center, even creates her own Instagram account where she promotes this project, and her organization tries to help her to translate it and give out posters so more people get to know it. But if you really want to work with youths, I would rather suggest to go either to a bigger city like Riga or Ventspils, or an organization which is the most well implemented in Latvia in the local community. So first, youth organization in Riga. In Riga, there are multiple youth organizations. We did video with 2. One is Kanjeris Youth Center and the other is Bambus Youth Studio. But they collaborate with each other and even with other 2 organizations. And the good thing about this is that because of that, they can use each other spaces, I mean like each other offices. But not only that, like more people get reached, and not only that more Latvians speak English, but in Riga there are a lot of Erasmus students too who can participate in these events. So if you want to work with a bit bigger crowd, I would probably suggest to go to Riga, and not only because of the participation rate, but also because in the case of these volunteers, their organizations together, I mean the 4 youth center together, decided to rent a house for all the volunteers, which means there are right now 7 volunteers under them, and all of them live in the same house, in a shared apartment. Everyone has their own room, which is an amazing thing, I think, because you already have a small community. They go to each other's event every time. So I don't know, for me, I really like this idea, how they live and how they collaborate, even though they are working for different organizations. But if I have to a bit differentiate the 2 youth centers that I know of, then Bambus is better placed because it's closer to the city center. Kanjeris is a bit outside. That's why it's for them it's a bit harder to gather an audience for the events. But Kanjeris also works like as a meeting point to other organizations. Like, people come there and can get from them even camping stuff if they need it or use their equipment. So you can decide which one do you like more. If you would like more the seaside, then I would suggest to go to Ventspils, because Ventspils in Latvia is one of the most famous beach city. And I can tell you, even though I went in winter, the beach was amazing. I might have swim in it while it was snowing, maybe. But right now, just focus on the organization. This is a youth organization too, but they are in different in the way that they are going into different age groups in different schools. I mean, not even to the main schools in Ventspils, but they are going to district schools too, and also work for the university. So what they are doing, they are holding tourism classes, because there are 5 volunteers right now working together from different countries. So they teach these kids about their own country, their own culture, their touristy places that you should visit. But also they are holding team building activities with lots of sports events. And an important aspect, if you are caring about the environment and thinking that, oh, I really want to work with youth, but I want something with environment too, but, you know, mostly work with kids and have some aspect of environmental protection, then this is your organization, because they are heading classes or even events about environmental protection, and I was in one of them. They did like a living board game to make it more interesting for the local elementary school students and teach them about environmental protection. So it can be a good place. What I also liked about Ventspils is that because it's another bigger city, they had also Erasmus student there, and every night in Ventspils they are organizing like these game nights. So they just go there, you know, meet, bond with each other, play some board games. So for me, this is a very good initiative, because like it's not part of their project, it's just, you know, the locals and the volunteers and the Erasmus students decided to do it together. So it's amazing. But if we talk about amazing, my favorite place in the whole project, Gulbene, which is surprising because it's, I think, even smaller than Jekabpils, but maybe as small as we are. But there are two organizations who work with kids and youths, and I really like how well they implemented in the local community. Part of the volunteers there works for Gulbene's first preschool. In that organization, they are like, 5 volunteers. And their main task is to be together with kids in the kindergarten, have activities to them, teach English to them, help out teachers in the kindergarten to pay attention to them. After this, they usually go to the library, where they teach the adults, the parents, or anyone interested to their own language. For example, one of the girls teaches them Italian, some of them teaches them German, they together teaches them English. And my favorite part is that they are part of the local folklore dance club. And in Latvia, this is a pretty big thing, because the dance group they are part of, it's like one of the most famous in Latvia, if I understand it well. And actually, I think it's a very funny experience, because the dance teacher there don't speak any English, so they are just there trying to, you know, copy the dance moves. And I was in one session and I was like, oh my god, I want to try this too. I want this in Jekabpils too, because it was just so funny and at the same time it's very beautiful. And it was also interesting that some of the Latvian folk songs were in a way similar for me to Hungarian folk songs. So it was really an interesting experience, and I'm actually impressed how well these volunteers danced, considering that they didn't understand what they talked to them. And like really they did for us like such an amazing choreographies, and they even used like cloth that is a very traditional cloth that they are using for dancing. And not only that, like for example, really they are so well implemented in the community. Like there was a week which is the Independence Week in Latvia, and one part of it was that the whole city, in every city in Latvia, gathered around. We had like torches, and we have to go like on a 1 hour walk with the torches, like, you know, all together. And the volunteers in Gulbene were leading these people, like, because the dance group was one of the leaders. Literally, they gave Latvian old clothes to the volunteers, like old style folklore dresses and even hats, and they even did their hair, and they were leading this whole parade. And I was like amazed that wow, everyone is following, you know, some random strangers from Austria and Italy, and it's so cool. But if you are not really into working in kindergarten, because, yeah, I know they are small children, and for some people, they are too small, but you still want to work with a bit younger kids, you have also a possibility to work in Gulbene's elementary school, and there you usually have to give, like, lectures about your own culture. Also, for example, the volunteer who works there right now really likes piano, so he decided to give out piano lessons. So you have a lot of possibilities to work in this field. But if you are not interested at all to work with seniors, people with disabilities, or even youths or kids, then you have the possibility to work with refugees. If you go to Riga, there is, for example, Kanyepes Kultūras Centrus, so Kanyepes Cultural Center. Before, like, they also did what any other cultural center would do, like, you know, events, concerts, that kind of stuff. But right now, because of the war, there are a lot of Ukrainian refugees in Latvia. And because of that, this cultural center decided to create a project for them where they have the artistic people from Ukraine to work in their own field. Because as they told us in the interviews, if you watch our video, they have a big problem here because they can't work in the field they worked at before. Like, there are some people who worked in the film industry and know they have to work in a restaurant and, you know, they don't want to do that. So for these artistic people, this project gives opportunity to work in their artistic field. For example, these filmmakers I just mentioned plan to do, like, viral videos for social and explaining this situation a bit more funny way. Yeah, like, this organization, like, really is there to meet every Saturday. They talk about these projects of the refugees and they help them to really make it happen. They also have their own events, like they do cinema nights where they watch movies together. And actually, inside the cultural center, there was a pretty good cinema place. Like, when they said that, yeah, we do cinema night, I expected that it will be some kind of just projector, but no, it was real cinema chairs and like a real screen. Also, if you want to work for other kind of cause, you can support LGBTQ plus community too at Active Rainbow. Basically, the volunteers who arrive now, their main job is to close the project that happened before. So they are do a lot of office job and also planning what will they do in the next year. So they are really at the beginning of the project. So I can't tell a lot about their events, what they will do, but I can tell you that it basically works like an educational point about LGBTQ. We talk a lot about other topics with them, for example, how is LGBTQ situation in Latvia. So, for example, if you want to work here before coming here, it's good that you know about the situation, what will wait for you and what can you do at this project to make a difference. And also we talk about like what is LGBTQ plus for them. So for me it was a very interesting interview experience and I can't wait to see on their social and Instagram what kind of events and projects will they do, because I know they are into filmmaking too. So I think we will see soon some very interesting stuff. And if you check the organizations, maybe you can get to know more about them if you want to work in that field. Also, because I know I said a lot of names, and I said it mostly in English because my Latvian pronunciation, to be honest, is not the best to say everything in Latvian. That's why I will write down every organization's name and infos in the description of this episode. So don't worry if you didn't get something or you didn't understand some Latvian name I said, because everything will be written down and you can check it out later. Also, I will give you later a link to our videos, so if there's a type of project or a type of organization you heard here and you want to check out, you can just check out our video about them and it gives you more info and you can decide if you're really interested or not. But as I said, so many places, where would I work after I saw them working and how everyone's coordinator and living situation and project? To be honest, as I said earlier, Latvia is a small country, like really small. By small, I mean, if you are not in the capital, you won't really have a nightlife, maybe not even a daily life, if you talk about Jekabpils. What I mean like this, like, for example, on the day I arrived, I met my mentor and she showed me around and we talked about, you know, the city I will live in. And she told me that, Jekabpils had two cinemas, but both of them are closed because the people are not going to cinemas. So that's how I meant it small. That's why for me, projects where they live in a city where, you know, there are these folk dances or cinema nights or even though game nights in Ventspils are so much better and interesting because at least they can a bit socialize and do something. So you have to be prepared for that. That's why I would say if you want to be a volunteer in Latvia, I would really suggest to go to Riga, because that's the only city where there's really something to do. There are cafes, pubs, cinemas, just basic places where you can go and hang out with others, and there are more people, as I said a lot of times earlier, who speak in English. But if you want to be more together with the community, even though it's a very small city, but if you don't mind it, as I said, that Gulbene project with the kindergarten, that was my favorite. I remember that once he was interviewed by a Latvian journalist, about what we are doing here right now, and they were asking us that, oh, which shooting was your favorite, because you are going to so many places and you are doing videos. And they interviewed us separately, so I only get to know Javi's answer later. And I was surprised that both of us said that Gulbenes shooting was the best. I mean, I'm not surprised, because yeah, they were like super implemented. As I said, we went on a parade, we had dance lessons, and they didn't just show up for the video. It's like their everyday life. So if you want to be together with the community, it's Gulbenes. And it also shows in the videos, because our videos are uploading right now in the moment. So maybe when you listen to the podcast, not everything will be up yet. But if you listen to in like in February of 2023, everything will be already on the YouTube. And you know, we get the feedback for our videos, and our video in Gulbenes with the kindergarten organization even made someone cry. Like, literally, we got a comment that she saw it and she cried 3 times because she was so touched that, you know, like these strangers coming to Latvia and they are so well together with people here. So if it's important for you, go to Gulbenes. Keep in mind that Gulbenes is super small, so then again, you won't be able to do much. So these are, you know, the pro contras. You have to decide yourself. If you want to work in Latvia, I suggest to go to Riga. What else you have to know about Latvia is, like, in the winter period, like it is right now, there are minus degrees. Like, sometimes at night it's even minus 20. We don't get a lot of sunshine because of it. So you can imagine, actually, you get used to the cold. But even though there are some inconveniences, there are a lot of good things about Latvia. For example, its placement. If you work in Latvia, you will probably go to other countries. Like, most of the volunteers, including me too, were able from the pocket money to make a trip to Tallinn, which is the capital of Estonia, and Helsinki. So it's a good point to see other countries on your free days. Also, there are some very interesting experiences that you can only be part of in Latvia. Or maybe not only, but there are, for example, I know there is very few countries in the world who still have pagan traditions, and Latvia has. What is it? Like, they celebrate Yule, I'm not sure how they pronounce it. And if you don't know what's that, it's a tradition connected with the winter solstice. It's usually around Christmas. Like, they told me when we did it that it's connected to the solstice, but you know, they are kind of free on which day they are doing it. We went to a cottage to the middle of nowhere on the 25th of December, and imagine, like, really, it looked like the witch house. It was so cool. The owner of the house told us that the land around us in the Latvian mythology was called the land of the dragons, and that's why they built actually here there this little house. It was a place for artistic people to get together. So the night started, like, artists come to this house. We were together around like 12 person, and there was a lot of instruments, so we started to sing together, play music together, of course eat a lot together. And when it got dark, which was early, because in Latvia I think it gets dark even before 4 p.m. right now, so we didn't have to wait too much. We went out, and they cut out beforehand a very big wood, like a very big log. And imagine there's this very big, very heavy log, and they attached a rope to it. And together, the 12 of us, with one hand, we hold this rope. And with the other hand, we had some very noisy instruments, so we gave out noise, we were singing, and we put together this log around the house while singing, like, 3 times. And not only that, after they put this log on fire, like, there was a big fire, and they put this on the middle of it. And suddenly, somebody gave me a long-handled axe, and I was like, what should I do with this? And we had to hit the log while it was on fire with that axe, and I think it was super dangerous, but at the same time it was so fun while the others were singing. So you hit it sometimes, then you give it to the other person so everyone can hit the log. And why do we do this? Like, they told me, when you bring this log around the house, because it keeps the bad spirits away from the house. And when we hit the log on the fire, we do that because if you hit it, then your bad luck from last year will go away. So guys, right now I will be super lucky because I did this pagan tradition. So I don't know, it was a very good experience, especially that after we chopped up this wood, like everyone started to sing and dance around the fire, which was very funny because, like, imagine a super icy road we are dancing at, and everyone almost falls because of it, because it's so icy, but still everyone's dancing and singing, so it's something you have to experience once. But what else can I say? Like, as I said, there are these folk dance opportunities, but not only in Gulbene. For example, in Riga, there is a folk dance group who do sessions like every week, and they are usually dancing for like 3 hours, and anyone can join. Like, I already went up for it to Riga like 3 times, like literally. I worked in the morning editing, in the afternoon I traveled to Riga, which is for me like 2 hours bus, just to dance for 2 or 3 hours, depending when is the last bus that I have to go home with, and come back to Jekabpils, because it's like, in those dance sessions, they don't speak, so it's not like they are teaching you the moves. No, it's like locals come together, some of them are playing the music. If you have an instrument, you can join them too. The people who knows the dance start to dance, and you just jump in and copy it, and they go around, you change partners, so it's a lot of fun. Another interesting thing, for example, about Latvia, that there's a lot of rabbits this year, and I was super surprised, because imagine, I'm here in Christmas and in New Year too, and even before, and every second week I see something rabbit related. Like, on the December 1st, they lighted up the Christmas tree. There was a big ceremony even in Jekabpils where, you know, they officially light up the Christmas tree, and they had a lot of singing and events, and I was so surprised, because the main character, because it was mostly for kids, the main character who lighted up the Christmas tree was a rabbit, like a person in a rabbit costume. And at that time, because I didn't know what is that, I was like, why I thought it's Easter Bunny, because for me it didn't make sense, and I didn't know anything about this rabbit thing, so I was like, oh, it sure has to be Easter Bunny, but why the Easter Bunny lighting up the Christmas tree? Like, it's really didn't make sense. And actually I just get to know it in this month from a tour guide that they are doing this because of the Chinese. And imagine, like, in the history of Latvia, they were occupied by so many times by different countries, but they never ever had to do anything with Chinese persons. They are doing this because of the Chinese calendar. Right now is the year of the rabbits. And that's why everywhere in Latvia there are rabbits. Like, literally, in the quad in Riga, there is a square where you can pet rabbits. All winter, doesn't matter how snow is it outside. And all of it because it is the year of the rabbit in the Chinese calendar. And for me, it's something like, why? So next year it will be the year of the dragon? Probably, I think. So what will they do? Like, there will be a lot of dragon symbols and events with dragons. So even though, as I said, it has inconveniences, as every country has their pros and cons, there are some interesting stuff you can try out in Latvia, but I'm telling you all these bad and good things to give you a big picture about what can you expect if you come here. Why is this important? Because, for example, my project, what you don't know yet, is only 4 months. And as I said before, you can go only to one long-term project. Every project which is more than 2 months consider long-term project, and you can stay in a country for a whole year for free. And I went on a project which is 4 months, and this is my long-term project. Why do I do this? Like, lots of coordinators even asked, why did we choose this project with hubby? So yeah, I don't know what to say to you. Like, to be honest, Turkey for me, that was my short-term project first, was a good learning experience. For there, I bit went more for the country than for the project, and it was a mistake, but like, it had a digital part, so I was like, it sure has to be good. But to be honest, that project was not for me. I really respect that organization, what they are doing for the environment, for all the planet, but simply that project didn't work for me. But that's normal, not every project will work for you, and even maybe you don't like your first one, that's why you have to go on multiple one, because you learn from it and you will find out what you like. So this time when I choose my project, it was very important to me to find find something which is really what I want to do, and not just only find what I want to do, but I didn't want anything at the side, because in Turkey, okay, I had the digital part, but at the side I had to do something else. For some people that's good, but for me I knew that this time I really want to focus only on my goal, which is video making right now. And I was looking for video projects, but this organization mostly for different social causes. That's why there's not a lot of projects where actually your only job to make videos and social and that kind of stuff. So basically I think I had like 3 countries I could choose from. So I checked the projects. This one was the one I liked the most, mostly because here, as I said, even though I live in a small city, Yekapilsk, I think, to be honest, at least for me, because I'm a very social person, it would be hard to live here for a year without traveling. Like, what I mean traveling, not to go to Helsinki or that kind of stuff. No, I mean traveling in the country even. Because as you see, with this project, I went to Rezekne, Gulben, Ventspils, Riga, so a lot of places, even other cities, because it was part of my project to go there and to make video about them. So I'm not closed in Yekapilsk, but if I could work in the youth center here, which is not bad at all, as I said, if you like to work with youth, it's a very good place. But for me, because I'm a more outgoing person and like big cities, I know that it would be hard for a year. So, as I said, I was looking through the opportunities, and I really didn't even check the countries where are these projects that I'm actually interested in. I only checked what do I have to do for the project, and because I want to do video and nothing else, I decided that even though it's only 4 months, and even though I will lose the possibility to be somewhere for a year, I would rather do something for 4 months that I like than maybe not enjoy myself as much and trap myself in a project for a year. And now that I'm in the last month of my project, I think I really made a good choice. And as I already almost partly answered this, why Latvia? Why not? Like, to be honest, ask any volunteer who came here to Latvia to work. None of them will tell you they came for the country, or maybe some will. But at least from my experience, all the volunteers who I met during shootings, on the on-arrival trainings or any other circumstances, and we talked about why are you here in Latvia, all of the answers were mainly the same. Why not? We all came for the project, and that's okay. So yeah, there's a lot of possibilities you can choose, even in a small country like Latvia, to work at. And even if you are not interested in these projects in Latvia, but you want to work in some similar field, I hope it helped you to get a bit bigger understanding what kind of work you will have, or my videos will give you a bit bigger understanding. So with that, I want to thank you everyone for listening. If you are interested in one of the projects I mentioned in this episode, you can check out our videos at Vidus Elgavas and Bio Centros YouTube channel. I will put the link in the description. And if you want to be a volunteer but not sure about the rules, the application process, and then you can go and check out again Escape the Ordinary's 3rd episode, where we cover the most important topics you need to know before applying. I really hope that after this many episodes you already checked out or will check out and jump for it and try it out, because you have to go for it as soon as you can. So, you know, there's an age limit. So yeah, thanks everyone. You listen to Escape the Ordinary. I was Dora Mezu. Bye. Created by Lila Dora Mezu. Brought to you by Első Pest Egyetemi Radio, first university radio of the city of Pest, 2023.